This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon, who joins us from Jerusalem. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments on the Iranian nuclear front, as well as his impressions of how President Obama is viewed in Israel as we mark 200 days of the Obama administration. And General, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
We saw earlier this week that despite, after a very controversial and what many people believe a fraudulent election, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was once again sworn in as the president of Iran. We also heard that Iranian scientists believe they're basically ready to build a nuclear warhead. They just need the go-ahead from the Ayatollah. What's the view in Israel right now about how close the Iranians are and how concerned are people about their progress?
Well, we are very concerned about the progress of the Iranian nuclear capability program. Only last week we heard from a very high official officer in the Israeli Defense Forces and the intelligence branch that Iran actually will be ready in the end of this year with this atomic bomb, and that will not be anymore the questions of technological problems, rather a decision. In other words, if the government of Iran will decide to go ahead with the plan, from 4 or 5 months from now, they will be able to produce an atomic bomb. And this is a great concern from the state of Israel. Even President Shimon Peres, who this week met a delegation of congressmen, Republican congressmen who are visiting Jerusalem, said that the free world should stop Iran to go to that point. When they reach this point in the end of this year, maybe the beginning of the next year, the Middle East will not be the same anymore. So for your question, if Ahmadinejad is going for a second term as the president of Iran, and the fact they are continuing their capabilities, it is a great threat for the entire free world.
We're talking with retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. And General, what's the sense in Israel? Do they still believe diplomacy can work in the next few months, or do they believe that military action may be necessary?
Well, you know, all measures are taking into consideration. Diplomacy is good, of course, and we hope we never have to reach that point of military actions. But it is a question that still remained on the table of the free world. What should we do? We still believe that the United States Obama administration has the power to change something in the area. We've been very impressed by the wonderful act of President Bill Clinton, who went yesterday all the way to North Korea, met the president, who's supposed to be kind of a crazy leader, but he came back with those two young and very charming American journalists. So sometimes diplomacy, maybe private diplomacy, or somebody who's got the capabilities, the talent for that, like Mr. Clinton, is the right way to reach targets. If President Clinton will be able to go to Tehran and reach an agreement with the Iranian regime, it will be great. But still, we don't know. You know, the unsolved questions are still on our table like hot potatoes. The time is running, and there are no answers for that. I can tell you that many Israelis, of course, are not very pleased with the policy of President Obama regarding Israel.
And we'll talk about that in just a moment. Last question on the Iranian nuclear front is, I know there's a lot of consideration about all different options within the government, but what about among the people? From those that you talk to, is there a lot of discussion about possible preemptive military action to make sure that the threat of wiping Israel off the map does not materialize?
Well, people of Israel have been very encouraged by those public demonstrations that happened in Iran in the last 2 months. We got the impression also in my radio station, you know, I'm running an international radio talk show
right on
Israel National Radio. We speak with Iranian Muslim citizens in Tehran, and they told us very clear and very directly in those days that they don't support the regime of Ahmadinejad. In other words, they show the world they really want to get rid of him. So we believe that the internal pressure inside the Iranian people might change the policy of the regime, and the fact that Ahmadinejad was under such a international criticism might change his ideas to go ahead with this plan. So the people of Israel, we might say, trust the people of Iran. They will not let their crazy leader to go ahead with his crazy ideas about wiping up the state of Israel, which of course we condemn and will do everything to stop it.
You mentioned just a moment ago, General, that the Israeli people are not thrilled with President Obama's policy towards Israel. One of those, of course, is that he wants all construction stopped and settlements on the West Bank, something that the Netanyahu government has not agreed to. Is that the main reason for the public's dissatisfaction with Obama? And if not, what else is on their mind?
Well, the main reason that President Obama was in Cairo, and what he had to say about the state of Israel, that Israel was born because of the Holocaust, because of the what happened in the Holocaust. And this is, of course, true that Israel was born after the Holocaust. But when you're saying that without mentioning the fact that the state of Israel is based on the people of Israel, the Israelites who left Egypt 3,300 years ago and went all the way in the desert of Sinai with Moses and came with Joshua to the land of Israel, and you don't mention it, and you are the leader of the free world, so the two options, maybe somebody wrote you the wrong message, or that's what you believed in, that Israel has the right to exist only because of the Holocaust that happened during the Second World War, that the Jewish people lost one-third of the people, 6 million out of 18 million. So when the Israelis heard the president in Cairo, and he didn't come to visit us, only 1 hour flight from Cairo to Jerusalem. This is a clear message that we understand it, that the new president, in simple words, doesn't like Israel. During the Bush administration, it was a kind of a full understanding between two wonderful friends. During this administration, after only 6 months, well, they got the feeling that it's very chilly wind coming from the White House towards Israel. And instead of understanding the Middle East talking about Iran and the threat, he's talking about one small settlement building or not building a balcony or roof to a Jewish home in the West Bank. Of course, there are many Israelis who believe that those settlements in the future under understanding and agreement will have to leave. But meanwhile, it's a waste of time to put the projector, the light, on a balcony, on a roof, than talking about the entire building that is under a threat.
We're talking with retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. Final question for you, General. Given this very special relationship that the United States and Israel have enjoyed over the years, what do you believe will be the impact of the distrust, apparently, and the diminishing relationship between these two countries as you see it?
Well, I don't see diminishing it. I see it as a problem that we have to face it up, to speak about it, and tell Mr. President, oh, we really appreciate all his personal achievements and all his political way, but when talking about the Middle East, this is a very, very let's say it in a different way. We live in a very bad neighborhood, the Middle East. You know, in America, you have this way that you American says, I used to live here, but I moved to another neighborhood. We can't move, the Israelis, the Jewish people, the state of Israel. So when you're talking about the Middle East, you do it. You have to do it very, very carefully. If you don't understand the meaning of what you're saying about the Middle East, the Israelis are very concerned about it. But that's not the end of the story. This is only the beginning of a wonderful friendship, and I believe the administration can change its policy, can be more objective, can understand that one settlement is not the story of the Middle East. Just to give you one example, an American Jewish businessman, Mr. Moscovich, decided to buy a building in Jerusalem. He bought it 20 years ago. It was an hotel. It's only 100 meters or yards from the headquarters of Israel National Police and the Minister of Internal Security Office, 100 meters, 100 yards, and they call it settlement. So when somebody said in a building 100 meters from the office of my minister, of the police, that this is a settlement, I understand that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
General, a very important story. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you for calling me, and God bless you.
Absolutely. Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon, now radio talk show host, joining us from Jerusalem. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.